Welcome to the Parenting Revival Podcast, the go-to space for all things early parenting. I'm your host, Sharanya V, your partner in this wild ride called parenthood. As an early parenting coach with a background in family psychology, counseling, and pediatric sleep, my mission is simple: to help you shift from merely surviving to thriving. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey where early parenting becomes less of a struggle and more of a joyful adventure. All right, let's talk about why children should not be the reason that you ignore your marital relationship. It may sound like something that's not really important right now, since you've just become a parent and there's so much going on for you in your life. You're confused as priorities upside down. You don't know whether, you know, you should be a lover anymore, whether you can actually be a wife anymore, because your role as a mother has just taken over everything. Everything else seems very invisible. And this is the thing. You are a couple first, and then you transform into parents. But never, ever, ever forget the fact that you guys are married. You are a union. You are a team. If you were not a team from the start, you would have never become parents. The fact that you have a child only shows that you love each other very much. And your child should definitely not be the reason why you pause on your relationship. If you pause on your relationship now, when you're a young parent, things are only going to go downhill. And you know why? Because this is the foundation that you are setting. This is what you are telling each other. You're saying to each other, it's fine, we'll prioritize the child now, and then later we can fix our relationship or we can bond again. This is just a short time, we can get over it, and then when everything's settled, okay, then we will focus on our relationship. But that doesn't work. You know why? Because your child's going to be there with you forever. Your child's going to be throwing you lots of challenges, right? If you want to learn, I always say this to people who are not married, if you want to continue learning in life, have kids and they will continuously teach you. But yes, going back to you, focusing on your relationship is crucial. You cannot forget the fact that you are married, right? It's so important for you to stay connected to one another. Once you decide to let it go just a tiny little bit, this will be the pattern that you fall back onto when you have a difficulty or a struggle. You focus on the child. You keep going back to your child and then you tell yourself, it's okay. It's okay. We'll get to it. And then before you know it, it's a few years down the road. First 5 years and then the second 5 years and then the next 5 years. And before you know it, your kids are 20 years old. And what did you do to your relationship? Nothing. It did not work. It did not go the way you thought it was going to be. And who are you blaming again for this? You're blaming the birth of your child. Well, it's time for you to stop that and to always make time for yourselves in your relationship. I want to pause and introduce my 12-week signature Mom Revival program. In this journey, experience a unique fusion of pediatric sleep guidance, mental health support, couple wellness, and foundational parenting insights. It's your singular solution for establishing a resilient foundation as a young parent, crafting a legacy of happiness for decades. This program provides you 12 personalized coaching calls, each session tailored just for you. We will spend the first few weeks getting your child or children sleeping through the night, and then the focus will be shifted to you, your spouse, your parenting styles, and how to manage your household. Enjoy unlimited WhatsApp access and email support during the program, and you'll never feel alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You won't find this unique offering anywhere else, I promise you. Secure your spot for an experience that stands out from the rest. Embark on this transformational journey with my exclusive 12-week program priced at a refined $2,250. Visit sharanyav.com to secure your spot and check out my show notes for more info. You don't want to push your relationship away. It's the start of a downhill journey that you're not going to be enjoying. So start with just 5 to 10 minutes a day and then move on to maybe a longer period of time a day. Once things get a little more settled in your household, spend a little bit more time and make this a daily thing. Make this routine something that you practice on a daily basis. You don't want to think about, oh, you know, maybe we'll just do this once a week or maybe we'll just do this once a month. Are you brushing your teeth once a week or once a month? No, you are doing it every day. Even if you skip a shower, you don't skip brushing your teeth. So think of your relationship as something so crucial like that, that if you don't do it, it's just going to get rotten. Think of your relationship that way. You have to absolutely do that. Okay. I have learned it the hard way. The first 3 months postpartum, I was fully ignoring my spouse. I was fully focusing on my baby. And then I could see the relationship dwindle. And I see this among my clients as well. Every single time I jump on a call. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I work with couples, is because they feel like they're not connected anymore. And what do you need to do to reconnect? It's such a simple task. It's such a small little thing, but you still can't get to do it. Why? Because you've got your entire household upside down. It's a quick fix, and I'd love to help you out. So thank you for being here today. I hope you take this on and practice just 5 to 10 minutes of quality time with your spouse and let me know how it goes. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Parenting Revival Podcast. If you found these insights helpful, or if you have burning questions itching for answers, don't hesitate to reach out. Remember, you're not alone in this parenting journey. If you enjoyed today's episode, remember to subscribe, rate, leave a review, or simply screenshot this and share it on your socials. Your feedback means the world to me, and together, let's make tiny but mighty changes in your early parenting life. And for more resources and updates, follow me on Instagram at sharanyav.nestthrive. Until next time, this is Sharanya V signing off. Take care and keep thriving.